Start your engines. It's the Friday Night Rock Show with Vicky Martin.
Live, dangerous, and seriously addictive.
Only on Radio Nova.
Addictive Irish rock music to kick off the show. It's the only way to roll on a Friday night. You're very welcome along. Vicky Martin, the Friday Night Rock Show again. We're back again. Time flies when you're having fun. Now, it is no normal rock show tonight. Usually, I do sit in here twiddling my thumbs all by myself, playing the songs that I just like to hear and ignoring the listeners' requests. That's kind of how I roll. But tonight I have a jam-packed studio. I have the ladies in to review the Buckingham Nicks album. We're going to be doing that a little bit later. But first, you're in for a real treat. I have one of the best bands I've heard in a very long time in studio with me today. Their single dropped today and it's already number one on the rock music download charts, which is unbelievable. In studio, I have Savage Hearts. The lads are in here at me. They're looking terrified. Why does everyone look so scared when I intro them, you know?
It's tense, exciting build-up.
Is that gun you're pointed to our head?
Well, yeah. You're not supposed to tell people about that. It's supposed to come across like natural. It's endearing, you know? So the lads are live in studio with me today. The song came out. Tell me how you're feeling since Radio Silence came out and went straight to number one.
Feeling terrific. Absolutely terrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
On day of release, we got it out. It's on the number one on the rock chart.
It is.
On the downloads in Ireland. And was number five on the overall chart and then shot up to number two in the last couple of hours.
Which
so we're in shock, awe and disbelief.
He's very laid back for having a number one. It only came out today.
Yeah, well, we're going mental on the inside, you know. It's
a lot cool. Of friends.
Yeah, cool, calm, collected exterior.
You're very chilled, you're very rock and roll.
Late night radio, you see.
Guys, it is late. You're in for a feast. It's a late night radio. Anything could happen.
Yeah.
So listen, I know that you're probably in the throes now of just taking it all in. The single came out. But what has the lead up to this been like? Because you've been working behind the scenes. The single is out and I know you've been releasing music. But
yeah.
There's something feels different about this release.
Well, it's the first single off our proper debut EP.
Yeah.
So we've had a couple of singles out before, you know, in various kind of forms, guises and things
test
like that.
The water.
Now this is a full throttle 4-track EP and Radio Silence is the first single pulled off it. And then we'll have another single coming very soon to a cinema near you. And then we'll have the full throttle, full whack, 4-track. That should be the name of it. Full whack, 4-track.
I was just going to say full track. Full whack, full track.
So the full thing, full feature length EP will be out in November. So
right.
this is only the beginning of the build up. Radio Silence.
Some beginning.
Thank you very much.
To come out.
It's been quite a while, even since we recorded these songs. So it's good to get them out there
and get them
in people's ears.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. See, people never realise, you know, like you could be considered now an overnight success. I love that expression. Oh, sure, they're an overnight success. But the level of work that goes in to this, before you get here,
that's
and before it.
It
goes to number one, and we're like, oh my God, you're amazing. We love you.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the process.
25 years in showbiz.
I was only getting the
recognition
Evan's
today.
He's only getting the hang of it now. Because you, of course, were in the Stripes.
I was indeed, yeah.
A lot of success with the lads in the Stripes.
Longest in the tooth of the gang here. So yeah, we got going a long time ago. Well,
like,
I mean, 2013, our first album came out. So we've been all over the place, all over the rock and roll map since then.
Yeah.
And then, you know, with the guys, it was kind of like, in the last, I suppose, 2 or 3 years, really, in the grand scheme of the build-up to where we are now, you know, meeting up, jamming up, putting a new project together, it was all kind of all building up to this moment, to this night, right now, with you, Vicky.
Guys, I was going to say I didn't want to big myself up, but, you know, everything should always lead up to the Friday Night Rock Show.
Indeed.
That's essential. So, you've a lot of big things coming up as well. So, you've got the song coming out, and we were talking off-air, and you've got a great gig coming up in the Grand Social as well, don't you?
We do in October, yeah. Well, we'll be jetting in as opposed to jetting off. We're in with a UK gig, London gig, the night before, and then on the 19th of October, we're going to be landing in our very good mate, chum, just all round great guy, top chap Pete Holliday. He's launching his solo album.
Bet he's listening right now.
Yeah,
he better be.
Are you listening, Pete? Well, I love him anyway. I think he's great. Pete, he's launching his debut solo album, Electric Jukebox Volume 1, I think, isn't it?
Wow,
I think so.
Yeah. And he's launching it, and we're going to be on the bill with him. We're going to be opening up, warming things up. Repeat.
The Grand Social, is it?
In the Grand Social, which
great
is a
venue.
Class.
Fantastic. We love the Grand Social in here. Yeah,
one
absolutely.
Of the great Dublin spots.
Isn't place, isn't it? Yeah, it's a great place to play as well. There's something about the energy in the Grand Social is totally different anywhere else.
For sure, for sure. Oh yeah, yeah, many great nights in there. So we're delighted to be playing with Pete.
Pete's great though. Pete's a legend, and especially is a legend, obviously, in like the punk kind of scene and that grungy kind of style of music. Like Pete comes from the Radiators, the Trouble Pilgrims, and now he has his own album. And obviously anybody that's in media in Ireland in any capacity has studied under Pete Halliday in Ballyferm College of Further Education.
Mentored,
so we all know Pete as the teacher.
Absolutely.
So he's huge. So that's going to be a great gig. Jen in from London, you've really gone back to your rock star roots already, haven't you?
Yeah. Didn't tell you how much the flights cost. That's the only
Oh no, you still have your own flights. That's the only problem, isn't it?
You see, we're down home boys like that, you know.
Yeah, well, do you know what I mean? You have to be humbled before you're absolutely, you know, blazing a trail.
Or humbled.
Humble.
For you.
That's them Ryanair bags, sizes. Yeah. That's quite humbling.
That's so, it. How much?
Ryanair, there's no point. Just don't bring a bag on Ryanair. We all know that. Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the track. The track's called Radio Silence.
Tis indeed. Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's a highlight, you might say, of our live set at the minute. It's one of the kind of most enjoyable tracks, really, to kind of jam out, because as you'll hear, as the listeners at home will hear, it's got this kind of build up, kind of, you know, kind of danceable beat, you might say, at the start, and then it kind of goes full out into the rocking sort of stuff. Soaring lead vocals, wild guitar.
You're deprived of it in here, there is
rocking brass and sax on it as well.
It's a full track, there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
brilliant.
The man beside me here, he'd be ripping on the brass normally, but he'd be ripping on the keys tonight. So
now you've been reduced to the little keyboard, Eugenio. He's sitting there looking at me going, yeah.
It's great fun.
Yeah. It is great fun. I heard you warming up earlier and you are going to perform live for us. You're going to do an acoustic version of the single, aren't you?
We will.
Do you want to do it now? Should we do it now? I'm kind of excited. I'm like a child with a new shiny toy. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because I love anything. You know, I'm not that kind of person, but I really am. I love when you use words towards me like exclusive on Irish radio and the Friday
National
night. National exclusive on the Friday Night Rock Show. That's the way to my heart, guys. That and chocolate. Right? Okay. So I love saying this.
Well,
we didn't bring any chocolate,
but we brought some. Some songs, so
that's not. I'm happy enough with that, right?
Yeah.
So here's my favourite thing to say: for the first time on Irish radio, it's the brand new track from Savage Hearts. It's Radio Silence, acoustically, just for our listeners. Take it away, guys.
Thank you.
Crashing out in the broken morning, I slipped into an altered state. I woke up with the crowd around me, strange voices seem to know my name. But trapped behind my lonely eyes, good God, I felt so patronized. Blurred vision, no sound, radio silence taking over me. Half-whispered conversations, dark shadows creeping down the streets. Paranoia waits for no man, I swear that guy just looked at me. You can free your mind but lose your head, your blood is blue but you still bleed red. Blurred vision, no sound, radio silence taking over me. We'll be right back. speak the thoughts that you hold deep inside. Words rehearsed a thousand times, the brutal truth you thought I'd never find. But you lost out to give and take, you never knew which side to blame. Blurred vision, no sound, radio silence taking over me. Blurred vision, no sound, radio silence taking over me. Blurred vision, no sound, radio silence taking over me. Blurred vision, no sound, radio silence taking over me.
Chair there. We actually have Adam in studio with us as well. He's the official producer. Lads, that was unbelievable.
Thank you.
That's some sound
much.
For this little studio. So I can only imagine. Well, this was usually loud in here anyway, because I'm a bit deaf, so I have everything up very loud. I can only imagine what that sounds like live. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have, like, I know we have the P. Halda gig, it's coming up. Do we know, did you give us a date for that so we can all start
filming? 19th of October.
19th
of October.
You'll be supporting Pete in the Grand Social.
We will.
Chatting in from London or whatever.
Just showbiz. Again, Ryanair.
If Ryanair is listening, you've got some rock stars.
Sorry,
getting on your flight. Michael, you've got to look after these lads in good time, you know? And then hopefully we are going to have a big announcement of tours and dates.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Plenty of gigs. If you check us out on social media, Savage Hearts Band is the Instagram handle, Facebook, all the rest of it. There's gigs being announced all the time. We're playing all over Ireland. As I say, some UK gigs. We're just back. We actually had a London gig last week and Liverpool the week before that.
Wow.
So between here and the UK and all that, we're working away. We're plugging away on the live front. And
really cool gig, actually, in Ballyshannon.
Oh, indeed.
Ballyshannon Rhythm and Blues Fest.
Great fest.
So we're supporting Dr. Feelgood on the 26th.
You didn't even mention, like, you just, like, Darius is going to drop that into conversation like it's just another Friday.
I don't like talking about the doctor.
No, we don't like to talk about the doctor, like, you know, in casual conversation. That's going to be a great gig.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're really buzzing about that. Mm. Yeah.
So really, you've got some really cool gigs coming up.
Yeah, big style. And then in November, there will be a launch gig, an EP launch gig in Dublin, in the very city we're in right now. So keep an eye out for that.
I'll be keeping an eye out for the invite in the post.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Is that all right? I'll just hang around.
Live. You'll be live from the scene on the radio.
I will be live. I bring it all down there if I have to. If I'm working, I'll be there. If you could sum up the track in three or so words, maybe a word from each of you, how would you describe your track?
Out. Now.
Yeah, you gotta be a little bit more creative than that.
Finally.
Out now.
Finally out now. Yeah.
Well, that's how I'll let you away with it. I think it's an incredible track. It's got a really unique sound. And one of my favourite lines ever is, "Wake up, put a crowd around you."
That's
That's what my mother used to say to me when I was cheeky. So don't be cheeky if you want to wake up with a crowd around you.
Is
that the sentiment?
That was actually the context which I heard it in initially. I don't know, somebody was telling me that years ago. Someone said the classic.
Like classic,
in, in an anecdote, would you like to wake up with a crowd, around you? So like throwing in as many threatening...
it's the genre of music. You've got to have that kind of like clash attitude, don't you, to pull it off.
But, the more obscure the threat you can work in, the better.
I think so. And keep that sentiment. Oh, that's my kind of music.
People don't even know they're being threatened.
I love it. It's brilliant. Lads, it was absolutely epic to have you. The track is phenomenal, and I know you played it acoustically, but I'm going to remind everybody, wherever you get your music, it is out now today. Radio Silence is the name of the track. It's already number one on the download charts, and you heard it exclusively here first, an acoustic version on Irish radio. Hopefully you'll come back and see us when you're flying on private jets.
As soon as you'll have us. Absolutely.
And keep us posted for all your gigs. Well, I was going to say, as close to private jets as we get is definitely Aer Lingus.
Business class
on Aer Lingus. That's all you can hope from. But I know you played it acoustically, but I've been listening to it the last few days in preparation for this show, and it's fast becoming one of my favourites. So if you don't mind, I'm going to play it in its entirety.
Please. Excellent.
Thank
That's
you.
Grand. Lads, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks.
Take care.
All the best.
Thanks.
exclusive for Irish Radio.
This is Radio Nova's Friday Night Rock Show.
Seriously addictive.